When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. Of course, we got the NFL back, Hall of Fame game. Lots of baseball, full slate on Friday, too. A lot of numbers to look at there. And I got a couple other stories that I want to throw Joe's way as well that I've seen throughout the day and we'll discuss there. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Football is back, baby. Football is officially back. Love it. Love it. Love it. All I want to see is football the rest of the, from now until New Year's. That's it, baby.
From now until New Year's, that's it.
Well, maybe February, too.
All right.
Can you give me February?
Yeah, I can give you that.
You're excited, too. I could sense it. I could feel it. I could feel it in your bones.
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited, believe me, Joe. No doubt about that. All right, so 10-7. I'll tell you, Joe, if you could ever get one more score before the half, you'd be in real good shape.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need Houston to come through. You see, this game is starting to slow down.
Well, that's the thing. Usually, Joe, in these, you need some early scoring because then you get, you know, you talk about getting the real underbelly of the bench in there, you know, in the second half. It's just going to be, it's going to be ugly. You got to get the scoring here now. I mean, you're still at 36.5 live.
Really?
You need a big play, Joe. You need a couple of busted plays.
Carver, I mean, 10-10 does nothing for me. I need 14-10, and I'm still not. That's still not. You know, I need this game to explode. I need it to get, you know. Man, we're in trouble tonight.
You need the game to explode.
I needed to explode. I went explode. Extend.
I wanted to bring this up with you, too. So let me start the hour with this, Joe. So it seems like, of course, the one thing you always want to avoid in training camp is injuries. That is always the most paramount thing, especially when it's your high-priced starting quarterback. You never want to see him go down at any point. Well, the Chargers were the first, I guess you could say, Joe, really major injury of the training camp season. Herbert diagnosed with plantar fascia in his right foot. Doctors have recommended approximately 2 weeks in a boot, followed by graduated return to play protocol with the expectation that he'll be ready for the start of the regular season. Now, look, Joe, we know how these things go. That's not a fun injury, that plantar fascia down there on the foot.
No, I've had just, that.
You know, it's, and look, I know it's a little different when you're talking about guys who do a lot more running, like running backs and wide receivers and defensive backs, etc., but you know, still, your quarterback's got to move. And he's got to plant his foot. He's got to do other things like that.
Did it move?
And I think the other thing is, I normally don't, you can't get out there and have all those all those practices and all the all the padded practices and all the joint practices. He's going to miss all that stuff. And normally I don't care about that. Okay. But I think it's a little different, Joe, when it's a first-year offense, right, and a first-year coach. That makes it a little different. So I think that that's where it could be a little bit of a problem.
Well, again, you know, Justin Herbert working with Quentin Johnson and, you know, all the new playmakers, and there's no Keenan Allen and Mike Williams around. It's a new offensive scheme, like you said. And they're trying to weed out who's blue-collar and who's not. And that team was far from blue-collar last year. You know that as well as anybody. Offense and defense lines, when push came to shove in big matchups, they failed to step up. And again, you know, he's the face of the franchise. They're still in a mini rebuild. I know the books don't believe it, and maybe some of the fans don't, but they're still 2 years away. You know, don't be shit. You know, people are expecting like this to be like a Denver situation when Peyton came. Oh, they're just going to automatically contend. No way. They're not even the second-best team in the West, I don't believe. I believe the second-best team in the West is the Raiders.
You think the Raiders are the second-best team in the West?
I do.
I think the Raiders could be the worst team in the West.
I know you feel that way, but I disagree.
My problem with them is, Joe, and I played a clip of Pierce on Coast to Coast the other day. He seems...
checked out?
Not checked out, but he seems as exasperated with the Raider quarterback competition as I am just thinking about it. And I'm not there every day. I haven't actually watched it. You talk about two guys, I mean, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. That just doesn't scream excitement to anybody. And he's like standing there saying, somebody asked him, like, what are you waiting to see? He's like, I'm waiting for somebody to take the job. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to show me they want it. You know, let's go here. Like Minshew's good, Joe, as like that fill-in backup. You know, he comes in when a guy gets hurt. He plays for a couple weeks. He gives you a spark. 17 games of him, Joe, just isn't appealing to me. And I know he almost got Indianapolis in the playoffs last year. Yeah. I get that. It's just not appealing to me having a full season of him.
I understand that, Carver, but here's the other thing. He's a winner. I mean, like, and I know his record, you know, everybody's going to look at Jacksonville, but he took that team after AR went down last year, and he had them rolling for a berth. When he was there with Jacksonville, they were gutty. They're in every game. I mean, they rarely get blown out with Gardner Minshew. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, with Aiden O'Connell, you know what you have. The guy threw for 35 yards against Kansas City, and they won. You know what you have with that guy. All right, we're going to run this.
I just said he just threw a strike to pick up a first down, Joe. I mean.
Come on. We got Case Keenum in there.
Is that Keenum in the game?
That is. The guy could chuck it. I mean, what are we doing, Slowick?
Slowick.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby!
Can we get this to 17-7? Can we make these books sweat? Can we make them sweat, Bobby?
Bobby!
Look at this mess. All right, nice move. Nice move. Look at this. All right. First down, Cam Akers. He can catch the football.
Wow, look at him go, Joe. Look at him go. Now get on it. Let's go here.
Let's go. What are we
doing? Get in the end zone.
Ah, man, I need two passing touchdowns. Two. Can I get one?
Get in the end zone.
Throw it deep. I think I
get in the end zone here.
Stomach screaming. I think I pulled something. I think I pulled a hammy.
Jeez.
What a
can't
move.
Have that,
what a move. That was like Julian.
Julian gave you the shot.
Come on.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. So 10-7, Joe. Can the Texans punch this in?
Carver, we're inside the five. We're on the three.
Okay. Who's that, Akers, that's getting all this burn?
Yes.
Is that Akers getting?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, he's. It's all right.
What, don't amazing.
Don't
a guy like him
Slowick.
Getting
don't,
some burn.
Don't run it, Slowick. Now, did I read that right? He tore his Achilles when he was with the Rams. He tore it again last year against the Vikings?
I think so, Joe. I think so. Or maybe not tore, but.
They said he came back from the Achilles last year. I thought that was 2 years ago.
He walked. I was going to say, can this O'Hearn hit a homer here? But they were just walking. All right.
These runs. Could this over in the Atlanta game? Could Miami?
Yeah, there's nothing happening in the Cub game, by the way.
Yeah,
it's completely shut down.
They're dead to me. I'm never betting another Cub over again. They absolutely suck. Come on, Case Keenum. Unselfish. Don't run it. Come on, Slowick. Come on, Bobby. Touch.
Why do you not want him to run it?
Is that it? Touchdown! That's the number two! We got it!
Passing? Passing touchdown?
That's it! Number two passing! One in the barn! One in the barn! I said it, not you! Well, you're with me tonight. We eat together. It's on me!
There you go. Two passing touchdowns.
To plus 230 in the barn!
Now, what was the first Bear touchdown? Passing or rushing?
Passing.
Okay, so you need another Bear touchdown? Do you have them for two passing touchdowns?
No, I have the Bears for 100 rushing. No. That's the only thing I have for the Bears. 100 rushing.
You didn't load up on the Bears, huh? No Bear action.
No, it was all Bobby Slowick tonight. All Bobby Slowick.
Live total 40.5, 17-7.
Not enough. It's not enough.
Now, what's the highest alt you have?
44.5. That's as high as...
All right. I mean... not impossible.
Can we get this Badgett? Can we get Brett Rippin on a 2-minute drill?
Did you see this, Joe? This just came down tonight.
What?
Remember that $4.7 billion Sunday ticket verdict?
Yeah.
Apparently, a judge overturned it tonight or today? This is from Pro Football Talk. Per multiple reports, Judge Philip Gutierrez has overturned a $4.7 billion verdict against the NFL in the Sunday ticket antitrust. Man, they gassed everyone up for that, thinking they were going to get money for all those years of buying a Sunday ticket.
That's it.
The ruling comes one day after a 3-hour hearing on the NFL's attack on the jury's decision. The verdict, if upheld, would have automatically become a $14 billion judgment. The judge found the plaintiff's economic experts to be unreliable, and the jury's award to be based not on the evidence and reasonable inferences, but guesswork or speculation. That could mean a new trial, or it could mean a $1 verdict.
Oh, boy. USFL 2.0.
Well, nobody's getting all that money they thought for the Sunday ticket, Joe. That's out the window now.
I got that 1900 all locked up.
Hey, not anymore. You know, it's amazing, Joe. There's such crooks. It really just bothers me.
Unbelievable.
You already know how much this stuff annoys me with the Sunday ticket. If I have the Sunday ticket, I shouldn't have to buy anything else. I've been through this with you already. I shouldn't have to buy Peacock or ESPN Plus or anything. I have the Sunday ticket. I should have every NFL game. I'm giving you $500. Give me every game. I shouldn't have to buy six other things to watch NFL.
All right, can I get a touchdown right here? Root this in. Come on, Brett Rippin. Can I get a pick? Yeah, I do care about your money. Come on, Brett.
You see, this is once again, this shows, you know, why I'm for the people. I'm talking about something. The people agree with me on this, and you're just like, you know what? Who cares?
Well, you had to know that that was going to cost. Even if you got the verdict, you weren't getting your money any time within the next 10 years. They locked that up in appeal long enough. There was no way the NFL was going to be shelling out $14 billion of their revenue short term. No way. No way. Can we show a sense of urgency here, guys? Can we show something? Come on. Throw a pick six. Can he get this? Wide open. That kid went up and got it. What a catch on that Johnson. Let's go.
Whoa, look at that.
Stop doing the first down catch. Sign.
All right, no threes here. Can we get seven?
Yeah. Look at this kid. What body control. They used the body. Look at the body.
LSU is set to reveal a new logo very soon. The Collegiate Licensing Company.
Did you see the Tiger. Two Texas kids, Isaiah Bond and the other kid, get the Lamborghini from Texas?
No, I didn't see that. What does that mean for anything?
What do you mean? They're driving around in Lamborghinis. These are kids that weren't even on the team last year. Isaiah Bond came from Alabama. Hasn't played a snap for...
Okay, so he got himself a deal. Why are you upset with people putting money in their pocket, Joe?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, these kids are 18, 19. They're driving $200,000 cars. Get it! Wide open. Get out of bounds.
You got time here. Got time. No need to rush.
Here, look. Here, I said...
Got a lifetime here.
Unselfish. We've been in too many of these, Carver. We've been in too many of these.
Too many of them. I mean, did you see the spot they gave him? Like,
yeah.
I felt like he went out like 2 or 3 yards further than that. And
get him there! Touchdown! We are unselfish! All right, we're cooking. We're cooking.
Who caught that? The big fella there. Did you see that?
Tommy Sweeney. Kids eating. Oh, sweetie boy. Oh, baby, we got a shootout at the OK Corral. We're right on the number. Books are reeling. The books are reeling. Keep the tempo. Would love to see a fumble on the kickoff.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Live total up to 46.5 for Joe. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you here. A few things, Joe. They go to the half, 17-14. Big half for you, Joe. 45.5, the live total.
Not yet. We're still not out of the woods. We got scrubs coming in the second half. Need to be aggressive. First 5 minutes will dictate the whole whether we get this or not. I'm nervous. We really needed 30.
You're right, because you don't want them to just completely shut it down and sit on it. So
right. We're not done. We need turnovers. We need something here, and I can't settle for field goals.
I agree with you.
I need tutties here. This is a good start. It's a good start, but we're not out of the woods. Not my first rodeo.
No, it's definitely not.
I wish I had the over in Cleveland, man. I wish.
That game's over. 10-3, final there. 4-2, Braves lead the Marlins in the top of the eighth. 1-1, Cards and Cubs going to the bottom of the sixth. So that's been a tough haul. And the Rockies and the Angels start in about 15 minutes over there. I sent you earlier, Joe. They did the ACC preseason poll.
Yeah.
And this always boggles my mind. Like, I don't understand why guys do it. I don't know if it's just to be funny or be different. There's, I guess, how many first place votes, Joe? 81. Either way, there's a lot. There's like 150, 160. There's probably around 135 or 140 first guys who vote in this, I would guess, Joe, or writers who vote in this.
Yeah.
FSU got 81 first place votes. Overwhelming. And Clemson got 55.
Okay.
So those are 1 and 2 in the ACC preseason poll. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other teams got first place votes.
Shock.
In the ACC.
Yeah, shock.
Miami got 17.
Yeah, that's just you want to talk about street cred? That's the Dallas.
And that gets them to third in the preseason poll because of that, I would guess. NC State got 8.
Okay, they've been gutty.
Yeah, gutty enough to win the conference, Joe? I don't know about that.
Well, they've done a pretty good job there.
Va Tech got 5.
Okay, they got 18 returning starters. They've done a pretty good job, and Drones, the quarterback, is legit.
Right, so you're going to say that you can make a case for them? Fine.
Yes.
You know, a long shot, but make a case. That's fine if you want to do that. So the other three are just nonsense. Somebody gave Georgia Tech a first place vote.
Okay, Brent Key and Haynes King, they're gutting.
Don't defend that. Don't defend
the conference against the number.
Don't defend that. Against the number,
Kelsey.
Joe. They're not winning the ACC.
Kelsey at halftime. Why do I have to?
Because
see
he's
Kelsey.
Part of the crew now, Joe. He's on the countdown crew.
You're kidding me, right?
So you're going to see a lot of him on Monday nights.
I'm not watching it. I'm not watching halftime.
Cal got 2 first place votes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everybody.
You want to try defending that one? You tried defending Georgia Tech. Can you defend Cal?
No, I can't. I think it's absolutely asinine. Who would? Not one, but two. Not
two,
one, but two.
And the other one was Boston College.
Come on, are you
Fighting Bluets, who were picked to finish 14th?
Castellanos?
In the conference, but got a first place vote. I guess a big Bill O'Brien believer out there.
All right.
Or did Blewett get a vote? Did they give Blewett a vote?
They might have given Blewett a vote. Did they give Big Blue? I mean, this just...
We'll have to ask Blewett next time. Did you get a vote in this? Is that why Boston College got 1 first place vote
The ACC
Justin preseason
Wilcox,
media poll?
Offensive schemes. Up-tempo spread. Up-tempo spread. That's what it says.
Stanford was picked to finish dead last, Joe, in the ACC.
Okay.
Stanford, Virginia, Wake Forest. Bottom of the barrel.
Virginia's got Tony Elliott. They love Tony Elliott down there. I mean, I don't think he's done that great of a job. He did have the off-the-field situation a couple of years ago. Now, granted, I'll give him, he did knock off North Carolina last year. But from an offensive perspective, they have struggled. So we'll see.
We'll see indeed. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're at the half here with the Texans and the Bears, 17-14. Cubs now take a 2-1 lead on the Cardinals after a Suzuki homer. So they are now up. I saw, Joe, you sent me this, and then I saw some other people bring it up as well. The word that Joe Milton has outplayed Drake May.
Yes.
Through 6 practices, that was per Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, that Joe Milton has been outplaying Drake May. Now, this, of course, you love the I said it. I said it. So that probably put a little pep in your step when you saw that this morning. You saw
Yeah, you're right.
Because you got something against this Drake May kid, and you're going after him.
You know what I have against him? The fact that they took him 3rd overall. Yeah, that's exactly what I have against him. You're absolutely right. Because he wasn't a top 5 pick, he wasn't a top 10 pick. And I'll keep banging that drum. Keep banging that drum, all right? Till I'm wrong. And I'm still right on Will Levis. Okay, and I was certainly right about the quarterbacks a couple of years ago. I don't want to have to go out on all the wins I have under my belt. A couple of notches in the belt. I will say
this. A couple notches in the belt.
A couple of notches in the belt. Drake May struggled against better competition. Couldn't beat Clemson in his career. As a matter of fact, threw, what, 44% against Clemson in Death Valley? You call that top five? Top five? Oh, the talent around them suck. What do you think he's going to get in the NFL? What do you think he's going to get with that garbage team in New England? Think they're going to have elite playmakers? They have high school wide receivers. Oh, you know that, dude. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you on any of this.
Douglas, Hunter Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, they're going to play Brissett anyway. Is a plotter. He's nowhere near an elite running back. He's a plotter.
Plotter.
Guy's a ham and egger. He's a ham and egger.
Ham and egger. That's
he is. He does the dirty work. He does the dirty work. You need 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Give it to Ramondre Stevenson.
He's a ham and an egger, he says.
This guy puts his hard hat on and he does the dirty work.
Giving the guy the business.
Hey, I mean, come on. We're making it sound like all of a sudden we got Marshall Faulk back there for New England. I mean, come on. We got LT, LaDainian Tomlinson. He's right. I mean, come on. We make it sound like this guy is like elite. He's got nothing. He's got... Got has-been players, like guys that are like, really?
I know that always gets you fired up when I bring Drake May up.
Drake May is overrated.
Gets you crazy.
Where's He's Sam overrated. Howell now? Everybody loved Sam Howell 2 years ago, remember?
Yeah, where is he? He's in Banished in Seattle now, right?
Yeah. I mean, he threw 21 touchdowns last year, but he also had, what, 21 picks?
He threw a lot of picks.
Remember when Sam Howell was thought to be the best quarterback in the draft class till he lost week one against Vatek and Mac Brown? Another gutless performance out of him.
Man, Mac, man, how much longer is he going to go?
I don't know. They love propping him up, too. They prop him up. I mean, he's got to see the writing on the wall with Nick. I mean, Nick has won 7 national championships. We're walking around Mac Brown like he's the second coming of what, Bill Walsh? I mean, come on. He's got 1 national championship due to Vince Young.
I mean, you know, due to this, due to that. I mean, it's like, that's like saying, you know, Phil Jackson has 10 because of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Shaq. You know, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Well, Carver,
I mean, at most, no coach has ever stepped on the field and won it themselves. So.
No, but my point is, like, you know, prior to Texas, okay, he was at North Carolina with Chris Keldorf and Oscar Davenport.
Who?
Chris Keldorf and Oscar Davenport, and I think he was even there when Ronald Curry was there.
That was, maybe you love those left. Days, the heyday of ACC yes. football. I mean, that's
Jonathan
just...
Linton. Do you know who that is? Former Buffalo Bill. Jonathan Linton and Linton. Brandon Spoon.
I remember
North
Brandon
Carolina.
Spoon. The Spoon Man.
The Spoon Man played for the Bills as well.
Yeah, Spoon Man. Are they coming out for the second half here, Joe?
Scrape them up and just let's go? I need what do I need? Two tutties. Give me two tutties. Be aggressive. What are we looking at?
Yeah, two tutties get you to 44.5, yeah. Right?
Something's going to go on. The lights, everything. Something always crazy. The books, watch. They're going to cut the transformer at about 8 minutes. Once they feel like, you know, they're going to watch the first 5 minutes, all of a sudden the lights will start to flicker.
Wow, something you're going to go after them, huh?
Yeah, come on. Break this. Give them a block. The picket fence. Oh, he had it.
Yeah, by the way, this new kickoff, Joe, now that I've watched 3 or 4 of them,
yeah, you like it?
I mean,
it?
Whatever. Like,
at least they're returning it, Carver. At least they're returning it.
I guess, but like, whatever. It's nothing that great about it.
You know, you'd like them to just take a knee, right?
I'm just saying, there's nothing fun about it. It's not adding any fun.
What are you talking about? It's football. What's going on? This ref looks like he's a made guy. I don't want to say anything, but he looks like he's hanging out in South Florida. hanging out at the beach club or something. He's wearing white capizios with, like, I don't know.
All right, let's get you these tutties, all right? And by the way, you know what else we need? It's the top of the ninth now. We're not going to get it. I feel bad. I wanted to get a... And look, it is what it is. But I wanted to get that Ozuna homer for Joey. I know Joey had the three-homer parlay there with Ozuna, Riley, and Olsen that he tweeted us earlier. And, no cash outs. No cash outs. I was hoping Ozuna would get one. But, I mean, Joey understands. He knows Joe.
Who?
It's Joey that tweeted us his ticket that had the two homers in early in the Brave game. And then
you cost the guy?
I didn't cost the guy. He has to make... Everybody makes their own decisions, but I think we've seen the downside.
Wide open, coming right out, throwing. Look at that, Joey. Look at that.
That's what you want, Joe.
Tempo. Give us a tutty in the first 5 minutes. I don't need to see Joe Buck and Aikman. I don't need to see them at all. I'm going to see them enough during the regular season. Aikman wearing the jacket and Joe Buck looking like he's buckled up for the World Series. I don't need this right now. Seriously. It's the Hall of Fame game. We just need to... That's it. Give me the play.
Give him the play. That's it. He doesn't need anything else.
With the rushing attack.
All right, just give him the play.
Give him the play. I need touchdowns. I don't need field goals. Now, what do you think Joe Buck is asking Troy? Troy, is Mike McCarthy dead man walking in Dallas? Well, it's absolutely. If Dak doesn't win a playoff game, I might come out of retirement. I might put this gold jacket down and throw a few to CD.
Come on, Joe.
I'm serious. Joe Buck. You don't like
That's
Joe Buck because you didn't like old man Buck, right? You didn't like the old man.
It didn't bother me.
He's going deep. Give him that. Yes, this kid Johnson wants it.
Got him.
Johnson. Another one. Tempo.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Two-run homer for Mason Wynn puts the Cardinals up 3-2 on the Cubs' top seven at Wrigley. And the rain is starting to fall down there, too. What happened here, Joe? What are they reviewing?
Yeah, this ref, the one with the white shoes, he called it off. I knew the kid juggled it, but they should have given it to him. Who are we seeing now?
Are you talking about that long pass play that was before the break?
Yeah, they reviewed it, and they said incomplete. He juggled it. Of course, the kid couldn't secure it, Johnson. Too good to be true. His stone hands. He dropped one in his hands earlier, and he couldn't catch this. He's one for three. I know. That would have set the tone. Meanwhile, could we get back to the game? I don't need to see Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talking to this guy about the Hall of Fame.
But that's why they're there, Joe.
Yeah, but we don't need to see them. Have the picture in picture. Thank you. Let's get back.
The PIP?
Play. PIP. Can we have it? I need a big play here. Come on. Come on, Rip. Don't be afraid. Run it, kid. Run it. There it is. Wide open. Give him a block. Give him a block. Rumbling, blumbling. He's inside the 15.
Wow, what a play.
What a play. What? Unselfish. All right. The kid's hurt. Let's go. That's a nice play by the tight end, Bates.
Very unselfish.
Now they get a third challenge? What is this? Teams now receive a third challenge if successful
on
one of their first two.
Correct.
Ruling of passer down by contact or out of bounds is now reviewable.
Yes.
Ruler of a passer down?
As in whether the quarterback's knee touches the ground before he lets go of a ball. You know how sometimes there's those close plays where he's getting brought down for a sack?
Yeah.
Or he threw it, they can now review that.
That was always reviewable.
No.
This is all like that. Really, they should just have it like the college game. Review every play after it. Like, what are we doing here? We're back to the. All right.
this is.
All right, we had a good night here, just so we loaded up a little bit extra in the Rocky Angel game. So we added Ward here. What do you got Ward to do? What do you got him
hit,
for?
Hit a hoop for a hit, a hop, Jake Cave for a hit, and Moniak for a home run.
Ohapi.
How about Mickey, forget the cognac, go with the Moniak.
Where they go to a break here, Joe? What happened? They were moving the football. Let's go. Move them along.
We're on the 13-yard line. Can we get in like this?
Move them along here. Let's go.
Like, really?
Let's go.
He's not hurt, but can we get him off and let's go?
Joe, I hope he's not hurt, but can we get him out of here? Let's go. I hope he's not hurt, but...
This is good because Slowick wants to push tempo. This is good.
Here's while we're waiting for this, Joe. Here's what we have tomorrow. Friday afternoon, businessman special, Cardinals and Cubs, Fetty and Assad.
We got to go over. 7.5 is such a light total. I mean, we got to get one of these. I mean, we
Ortiz and Fott for the Diamondbacks and the Pirates at PNC.
Is that a businessman over?
That's an 8.5. These two played last weekend in Arizona. And now they go to the East Coast.
Can't we?
I think it's possible.
I
didn't get there yet. Royals and Tigers, Scoobal and Reagans is a flat 7. I wouldn't want to go near that one.
No, I'm not touching that.
Montas and Irvin, Brewers and Nationals, a big 9.
Come on.
There's your boy Lonnie Johnson taking him out.
All right, let's go. Come on.
The Jays are in the Bronx this weekend. Gossman and Stroman with a flat 9
sort
to start
like
things
the
off there.
I like the Jays for the series. They play the Yankees well. Always play. What have we got going on? What are we doing, ref? Why are we holding it up? Come on.
So you like the Rays, huh? Who the Rays got?
I like
the Rays over.
I like the over.
Kikuchi on the mound.
With the running. Give him a block. The kid wants it.
Joey's. He does want it. He gained 6 or 7 out of that. It should have been nothing.
I know. We need a tutty here. Don't go to the rushing attack. Be aggressive. Go with the play action.
What do you mean? You need those running yards, too. Rush yards.
No, yeah, but the rush yards are secondary. I need points.
Come on. You want all the rushing yards after the points are scored.
Yes. Come on. Give me the tutty here. Brett Rippon, 157 passing yards.
A total that jumped out to me is way too low. Rockies and Padres, Gomber and Vasquez, only 7.5. Those guys give up runs.
Oh, this kid.
That's light, Joe.
You think? All right. I like the total in Tampa. So you like the total in the Rockies. I like the
Rockies,
total in
Padres.
The first two games. I like over St. Louis, over Arizona, and I like the over in the Tampa Bay game. The one that I want to take that I just can't is Boston and Texas, because if I take it, that game's going to be a dead under.
Boston and Texas, which is Crawford and to be determined. 8.5.
I mean, every Boston game's an over.
It feels that way, right?
Tutty, come on, give us the tutty. Here it is! Touchdown! Bears! Yes! Tutty! Tutty smashed the pre
wide open.
Smash! Sledgehammer!
I'll tell you that. That 80 on the Bears, he's made every catch, man. He's been involved
Colin
in every
Johnson.
Play.
Colin Johnson, you know who that is? Texas, baby. Colin Johnson. Hook him. Hook him.
There you go. So... the Bears now, pending the extra point, can get to 21-17, so 38. We need one more tutty here. We need one more tutty for Joe. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. There's a lot going on. Joe, 2-0 Rockies as Toglia hit a homer, which I had him in some secondary action tonight, so that's great to see. I'm in the mix with him. And Pham's up right now for the Cardinals. Can they extend here with a 2-run homer, Joe?
Extend. Everybody eats.
He struck out. Everybody eats here. Let's get Joe this last touchdown. Put this game to bed.
I'll take a pick six here. Pick six would be
Now, let me just get this straight, because you put a lot of tickets on before. You've hit a couple of these alt overs, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, no, not yet. They start at 40 and a half.
Okay, so you're at 38 right now. Okay.
I hit the two touchdowns. Yeah, so, I mean,
so you need
one in.
And one of the alts. But a touchdown gets you a bunch of the alts. It gets you a few of the alts.
A touchdown gets me all of them, as high as you can go. I took it as high. I alted it from laddered 40 and a half straight up to 44 and a half.
Laddered.
To 1.
Laddered.
Ladder play. It's the sledgehammer special. Sledgehammer special. Sledgehammer. Bam, bam. Don't be afraid.
Miss Toglia. I love this guy, Toglia, on Colorado. These guys, Colorado sucks, but they've got some guys that can hit homers. Same thing with Oakland. Oakland and Colorado are both awful, but they got guys on both teams, Joe, who just mash.
Now so now we're going to be on when half these games are, or two of the games are over, right? Well, now,
What are you talking about?
That Pittsburgh game is just going to start tomorrow at 6:40.
We got plenty of games on tomorrow night. I was giving you the whole slate, and you got very distracted.
No, the two I like are early, though.
Rays Astros is right when we come on, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but I also like the Arizona and the St. Louis game.
Okay,
Bumble?
So that's
the... Bumble?
Arizona, Pittsburgh. Oh. Did he get back on it?
He got back on it. That's not good.
Would have been good if the Bears got it.
If Caleb Williams didn't play in the game, I don't need the interview. I really don't. I don't need the interview.
Okay? Most people don't care about the actual game now.
See, that's not right.
I said most people.
Bobby,
I'm saying the person sitting on their couch watching this that doesn't have any gas on it, Joe. They'd rather hear from Caleb Williams than watch these guys play.
Ah. I thought, what is going
on? You thought that guy was running in for a pick six? What did you think was happening there, Joe?
I couldn't see. I caught it late. I was talking to you, and then I caught it late. So you like the over, the one that you like tomorrow?
Colorado and San Diego.
All right. Let me see. Late night?
I'll tell you the other one I like, too.
San Fran.
Late night. These are late nights. No, Dodgers A's. Dodgers A's, 8.5.
Really?
I like that, too. I like the couple of late night ones.
We might have to go Freeman to Homer. Tomorrow night.
He's been out, Joe. I know his one of his kids was going through something. And
is he okay now?
I saw they did an update on it, but I'm not sure if he's back with the team yet, Joe. To see that. But either way, we'll get in the mix with somebody.
All right. I need a touchdown. Don't hang me out to dry.
I think the only early one that I like, Joe, is Orioles Guardians over 9. Kramer and Carrasco. Right. That'll be a go after that one, too.
I'm going to take a shot in Wrigley tomorrow.
Oh, in the afternoon? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to go alt 11.5, see if we can get it. Might go Goldschmidt. You said he homered tonight, right? I might go Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt homer tonight. I got to look at the matchups. Assad's been bad, and he's starting, so... Fetty's making his first start. He just came over from the White Sox. So I got to look at in the morning, Joe. I'll look at the numbers.
All right.
But we'll get in the mix with somebody.
All right. It's back, baby. We are officially back. Love it.
You're ready.
Love it.
This is it. Yeah. It's football time. Now, when? So next week, full slate is Thursday, the preseason?
I guess.
Is there a bunch of games on Thursday night? August 8th. Is August 8th next Thursday?
I guess so, yeah. Yep. Let me see. Let me just make sure. August 8th. Yep. We got two games. Giants and Pats. Well, Giants, Lions, Pats, Panthers.
All those 30s, Joe. Joe's going to go after all those 30 totals. The preseason games. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matias Verbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.